Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Had just about enough of the snow? Well, now you can close your eyes and let us transport you somewhere far, far away to the rolling green hills and misty mountains of mid-Africa. Sounds lush, maybe a little peaceful, right? Well, this land radio brings us a story of a safari gone wrong.
If you marry me, I will buy you a computer and take you to see the world.
That's how Jerry proposed to Janice.
I'm on, I think, my 7th or 8th computer now.
And they've been traveling the world ever since. Their first expedition was to a mountain in Rwanda to see gorillas.
Diane Fossey's gorillas, because we both love gorillas. That's the noise they told us to make.
It was a pretty ambitious trek. Janice was 53 years old, and
I was kind of overweight, to put it nicely.
And on the other side of the mountain, war was raging in the Congo.
So we got in the back of these pickup trucks with all these gorillas, and I mean not gorilla animals, but gorillas, these guys with machine guns and bullets strapped across their shoulders. There was, I would say, probably one guard for each one of us that went on the climb.
Because of the violence, Jerry and Janice were given a visa for one day only. They had from sunrise to sunset to find what they had come all the way from Oklahoma looking for. Here's Janice reading from her book, My Finest.
As we gathered to begin the ascent, the tracker asked if any of us needed a porter, and he looked directly at me, the overweight 53-year-old American woman. Yes, I said, thinking it would be nice to have someone carry my backpack for me. One or two, he asked me. Okay, two, I agreed, thinking Jerry would probably like someone to carry his stuff too. Little did I know that Thomas and Greg would be carrying me and not my backpack up that mountainside. We started up the path, a long line of us, two trekkers in the front, three or four military guards behind them, three more trekkers, a couple more guards, Jerry, me, and my porters, more guards, another tracker behind us. It was an hour's hike just to the top of the farming tiers. This was not a hill, but a 65-degree slope. By the look on their faces, I knew Thomas and Greg realized their work was cut out for them. Finally, we made it to the Parc du Volcan. That's where the real trekking began. The jungle was dense. Just touching or brushing a nettle would set my fingers on fire. Up, 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 more and more. The tracker was hacking his way through the jungle with his machete. The ground underneath us was peat moss, sometimes slippery mud. My thighs were so weak I could barely lift them the 18 inches to another foothold, indentations in the mud or a rock. When the steps were too steep or too slippery, Greg and Thomas would put their arms underneath my armpits and hoist me up. After another hour's torture, we made it to where Sousa's group had nested the night before. Now, Sousa was the last baby born before Diane Fossey died. He was her little favorite. The smell was overpowering, a wild, musky scent. It was a big area with lots of giant nests fashioned from leaves. Up, 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 more and more. The trail was too narrow now for Greg and Thomas to lift me up, so one stood above me and dragged me up while one shoved me from behind. I started feeling faint, dizzy, queasy, queasier. Once when I was about to break into tears, Thomas tapped my arm and pointed up the mountain. There, way above me on a ledge, no bigger than an inch from my point of view, a giant silverback screamed at us, smashing a tree limb over and over onto the ground. The inside of his mouth was a spot of red in a mountain of green. We kept climbing. The tracker, 30 yards ahead of us, pointed to a thicket. They're here. All around us, gorillas ate, belched, mumbled to each other, farted. Behind me, a mother and her youngster were quietly eating. We crawled a bit to the left, and there lying in the leaves, we saw a giant silverback chewing on sticks. The tracker nudged me. I turned to my right, and he pulled the foliage back like a curtain. Not more than 6 feet from me sat a giant blackback. I grabbed my camera to snap a shot. The sound of the zoom made the blackback turn and stare at me. The camera flashed. I gasped. The tracker gasped. The women beside me gasped. The gorilla slapped his eyes. I hunkered down, trying to be small. "Don't move," the tracker warned. The blackback leapt straight up and stood directly over me. Then charged behind me and crashed through the trees, disappearing into the jungle. The trip down was pretty wild. At some points, I basically just started rolling. At the bottom, I reached into my money belt and gave Thomas and Greg $15 each, which was like a month's salary for them. And then I hugged them, even though they were embarrassed. Why should they be embarrassed? There were only a few parts of my body they hadn't both touched that unforgettable day. I almost died that day.
And our thanks for that story, which was a This Land Press production. Last week, I spoke with Justice Sonia Sotomayor for Writers on a New England Stage. Along with her remarkable life story, she revealed some pretty interesting things.
I haven't given up hope I'll meet somebody. I understand it's a little intimidating.
Well, we think Justice Sotomayor would be a great catch, so we created a dating profile for her. Her interests include...
I go to the gym. I play poker. One of the Saturday morning things I've been doing is exploring D.C., Virginia, and Maryland by biking. I think that there's nothing more exciting in the world than to be curious about the world.
Although she does admit she can be a little judgy at times. You can check out Justice Sotomayor's dating profile at wordofmouthradio.org. And if you know anyone on the market, share it with a friend. After all, some great love matches have been ignited by word of mouth. I haven't got anything but love, young woman, 8 days a week. 50 years after the Beatles made contact in the U.S., we're going to check out their lyrics with the blogger Grammar Girl. That's when Word of Mouth returns, after the headlines from NHPR.